The federal government wants the public to think about a killer flu epidemic. Scientists are sure this will happen, even if many people don't want to think about it. Today, the Department of Health and Human Services is publishing a draft proposal for how to handle an epidemic, as NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
In a typical year, influenza kills about 36,000 Americans. According to the draft proposal, relatively minor mutations in the flu virus could result in 3 to 10 times as many deaths and up to 750,000 hospitalizations. William Schaffner of Vanderbilt University advises the federal government on vaccine policy. He says the government has to have a plan for dealing with a killer flu.
3 times in the last century, we have had global epidemics, they're called pandemics, of influenza by brand new viral influenza strains. Should this happen again, and it's anticipated it will happen sometime, we need a response plan. We need to be able to act. Doing nothing won't work.
The proposal outlines the federal government's responsibility in identifying the earliest stages of the pandemic, in supporting research into new vaccines, and stockpiling vaccines and antiviral drugs. The proposal encourages state and local health departments to beef up their current vaccination capacity. It encourages discussion about what sort of circumstances would justify quarantine or canceling school. The public has 60 days to weigh in on the proposal. Bruce Gellin heads the National Vaccine Program Office at the Department of Health and Human Services. He says many of the policy decisions can't be made unilaterally by the government.
Since a pandemic has the potential to involve every American and clearly people around the world, we really want to have a broad debate and discussion about the kind of decisions that need to be made before it's finalized.
Those decisions include how big the stockpile of antiviral drugs should be and who should get them. The same decisions are needed for a vaccine, which could take months to develop, says Vanderbilt's William Schaffner.
When vaccine comes online and you've got this pandemic ongoing, we won't have enough vaccine to vaccinate everybody right on day one. Who's first in line? Should it be the frail and the elderly, whom we target year in and year out, or should it be the fire and police folks and perhaps healthcare workers?
The proposal doesn't identify any financing. Michael Osterholm says money is going to be crucial to state and local health departments. Osterholm used to be with the Minnesota Department of Health and is now at the University of Minnesota.
Right now, state and local public health agencies, government bodies in general, are strapped for resources. They already have many competing priorities. They have a shrinking workforce. And one of the things I worry about is that many people will not even begin to read this plan and consider its implications until after pandemic flu is here.
But HHS officials say money spent on biopreparedness and flu vaccine initiatives in the past few years has left local governments in better shape than that. There are clearly challenges ahead. Today's issue of the journal Lancet reports on one of the drugs the government is depending on as a first-line treatment. Viruses in 9 of 50 Japanese children on the drug developed resistance to it. Scientists are trying to determine if those drug-resistant viruses can spark an epidemic. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.